So you were the secretary of DAG, right?
I still am. Yes. Okay. Yes.
So ever since the founding.
We became a nonprofit, and mm-hmm. we'd been just meeting informally, and then when we got more formal, I became the secretary, and I continued to do that, and we actually meet here once a month.
So, at first, DAG wanted to affect change kind of by working through the system, if I'm correct, and by that I mean by sort of engaging laws that were already on the book and stuff like that before the Frack Free Denton was formed and the ballot initiative started and all that. What was that process like of moving from sort of a more, I guess, cooperative way to deciding that the movement needed to ban fracking altogether? What was that change like, and where did you fit into that?
Well, I think everybody should understand that actually it was and still is very cooperative with the people at the
right.
city.
Yeah.
They are very forthcoming when we ask for information. We currently now have to do a whole lot of Freedom of Information Act mm-hmm. filings, but that doesn't represent any hostility on the part of the city. It's just a formality that they are getting more strict about, and I suspect most municipalities are.
Mm-hmm.
So we went to many, many city council meetings. We had community-based meetings, and it just became clear that some city council members just couldn't. I think they were overall, most of them were in support of what we wanted to do, was just to ban active fracking within the city limits.
Mm-hmm.
But they felt that it would probably be better to have it come from some sort of community action than from a city council action. And we can argue whether they were right or not, but that is what was motivating them. And while we were disappointed, I think, we were also, that's fine, if what you need is the community organized, then we'll just organize the committee, the community. And we did. And we did that the old-fashioned way.
Mm-hmm.
Boots on the ground.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of letters in the mailbox.
So the ballot initiative starts.
Yes.
To get it on the ballot. And, of course, then it was put on the ballot. And then you guys did a whole lot of work
in the lead-up
to the election itself. Do you want to talk a little bit about your role in that process kind of leading up to the election?
Well, we all more or less did the same thing to our abilities. We together drafted all the information that we sent out. We got some professional help on the actual layout of all the flyers and the information that we sent. But we designed the content, and we did that collectively. Different people would take turns writing drafts, or we would just sit around the table and write them. And so it wasn't that the responsibility for doing that fell on any one of us more than the other. We did it as a group, and it really was, you know, like Margaret Mead, never think that a small group of people can't change anything, because indeed that's the only way change has come about.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we did. And we decided that it had to be a mail campaign, that it had to be knocking on people's doors, and that we had to be a physical presence when the voting day came. And we held a number of open meetings, and a lot of people came. And we had, at that time, some very active people who were actually living in the Vantage area, Vintage, and they became major spokespeople. Most of them have moved.
Mm-hmm.